Hi, my name is Brady Gaster, and I work for the Microsoft Windows Azure Evangelism team. Today, I'm going to do a demonstration for you on how to connect a Team Foundation Service source code repository to a Windows Azure website. Why would you want to do this? So you can do continuous deployment. Whenever you check in code for your website into your TFS repository, it'll automatically be pulled back over into your Windows Azure website and redeployed automatically without you having to do any work at all. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to go over here into my TFS online window. I'm going to click on New Team Project, and I'm going to create a new project, and we'll call it My Awesome Website. I'm going to leave the default selected Microsoft Visual Studio Scrum 2.1, but there are some other options there, MSF for Agile and MSF for CMMI process. I'll just leave it at Scrum for now. I'm going to click on the Create Project button. And what's going to happen now is TFS is actually going to go out and it's going to create a brand new TFS project for you in TFS Online, and it's going to create a source code repository to work with that project and let us know that it's already finished getting created. Now that that TFS project is created, I'm going to go ahead and click the Close button right here. I'm going to go over to the Windows Azure portal, and I'm going to click on New, Compute, Website, Quick Create. We'll just call this My Awesome Website. See if that's going to take. Hopefully that name hasn't already been reserved by somebody else. And it has. So we'll just call this My Awesome Azure Website. And that's good. So I'll go ahead and click Create there. And what's going to happen now is Windows Azure is going to go out and create and provision a brand new awesome Windows Azure website for us in the Windows Azure Fabric. And once that's finished creating, I'm actually going to go into that site's dashboard and do a couple of configuration tweaks. Now that that site's created, I can go ahead and go down here to the Browse button, click the Browse button here, and what you'll see is the site's already been created. And this is the default placeholder page that gets created whenever you make a brand new Windows Azure website. And you'll see up here that the URL is myawesomeazurewebsite.azurewebsites.net. I don't need to look at that right now, so I'm going to go ahead and close down that browser window and go back into the portal. And this time I'm actually going to click on the name of the website. I'm going to scroll down here, and you'll see over in the right-hand side, you'll see Setup TFS Publishing. You also see Setup Git Publishing, so if you're a fan of Git and you want to use CodePlex Git or GitHub.com or Bitbucket, you can deploy with Git as well. I'll probably do a screencast demonstrating that in a later episode. But for now, I want to click on Setup TFS Publishing. And you'll see I'll have to go over here and copy out this URL prefix from my TFS site. I'm going to paste it into this box, and I'll click Authorize Now. If you don't have a TFS account, you can click here, and this will actually send you over to visualstudio.com and give you the opportunity to create your own TFS online account. Well, I've already got one, obviously, so I'm just going to leave that alone. Click Authorize Now. This dialog is going to open up. Tell me that it's trying to create a relationship between that website and that TFS project. So I'll go ahead and click accept here because I'm okay with that happening. And what it's going to do is it's going to go out and authorize against TFS, and it's going to pull back the list of projects that I have in my TFS install. I've only got one. I've got the My Awesome Website project. So I'm going to go ahead and click on the complete button down here. And this will spin up, and it will just link this website with that TFS project. So there we go. It's all linked up and ready to go. And I want to point out that you can do what I'm getting ready to do with either Visual Studio 2012 or Visual Studio 2010. You'll see this button down here. Just a second ago, it probably said Web Matrix on it, but now that I've linked this project to a TFS repository, the assumption is made that I'm going to want to use Visual Studio, since Visual Studio has built-in TFS source control functionality. So I'm going to click that Visual Studio icon, and this is going to pop up and just tell me, hey, this link actually wants to open up Visual Studio 2012. Is that okay? Yes, that's perfectly fine. So I'll click on Allow. And now Visual Studio is going to open up, and you'll see over here in the Team Explorer, it's already connected to that Team Foundation Services account. If I were to click on Source Control Explorer here, you'll see there's the Source Control repository directly from my TFS online account right there. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to go into this guy and I'm going to create a brand new project, specifically an ASP.NET empty web application. And I'm fine with that name, so I'll just leave it the way it is and click OK. And there's our project over here. Now I'm going to go ahead and right-click this guy, and I'm going to create a new item. Specifically, I am going to create a web form, and we'll just call this webformdefault.aspx. I'll click Add there. I'm just going to leave it the way it is for now, and I'm going to right-click this solution, and I'm going to say Add Solution to Source Control. Now this dialog is going to open up, and I'm just going to go ahead and put it here at the root. It's perfectly fine. I'll click OK. And that will actually connect this project to my source control. And the last step here is I'm going to right-click this solution, and I'm going to say check in. And it's going to probably spin for a second and then ask me to provide a comment for this check-in. It might already be open. Yep, there it goes. And I'll just call this check-in's comment initial creation. I'm going to go over here and click the check-in button. And that's going to upload all of our files into our TFS repository. And now that it's all checked in, I'm actually going to click the back button here in the Team Explorer window. I'm going to go over here to builds. You'll see that I have a build right here that's queued up and getting ready to run. And while that's getting ready to run, I'm actually going to go back over here into the Windows Azure portal. I'm going to click on Deployments, which is actually this tab. So we'll just sit here and we'll wait for a second. And as soon as that build completes against the TFS server, it's going to begin a deployment. Now, since I'm impatient, I'm actually going to flip back over to Studio and kind of see what the process is. You'll see that it's still queued up, and every couple of seconds this will refresh just to show us what the status is. I could do a hard refresh if I wanted to here, but there we go. Build looks like it's in progress. So I'll flip back over to the Windows Azure portal. Any second now, the portal should reflect that the build has completed and that the site's actually being deployed up to my Windows Azure website instance. And then there it goes. See that that build has completed in TFS. And now the reaction is that Windows Azure Websites is going to deploy my site for me with the changes that I just made. And now that the deployment's finished, you'll see here that I've got an active deployment. If I were to go back into Visual Studio, you'll see here, here's the build. It's actually succeeded. If this build had failed, the deployment would have also failed. It wouldn't have actually done a deployment. So I'll click Browse right here. So you'll see here that this is still actually the normal default HTM homepage. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to manually type in default.aspx here, because that's the page that I just created, and you'll see there it is. There's nothing on it. Now, if your boss came to you and they said, hey, you know, I saw that you did a deployment on the site and there's actually nothing out there, we're going to need you to put some sort of a message on the page so that we see that it works. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to type hello world from Windows Azure Websites. And I'm going to go back over here to my Solution Explorer. I'm going to right-click that one file and I'm going to say check in. And in this, I'm going to say added the welcome message, and I'll do a check-in here, and it's going to check in all the files that got changed. And once again, I'm going to go back over here to builds, and you'll see that I have a new build that's been queued up and it's waiting to go. So while that's waiting to go, I'm actually going to go back in here to my Windows Azure portal so that we can see the deployment actually take place whenever the build completes. Since the build is completed, Windows Azure Websites is now deploying that build back out to my website instance. Shouldn't take very long for that deployment to take place. Now that my deployment is complete, I'm going to go back over here to my website that I still have open in the browser, and I'm going to refresh the page. You'll see there's our message. So in this exercise, we've created a Team Foundation Services project. And we've linked that Team Foundation Services project to a Windows Azure website. Then we coded up some code for that website, checked it in, performed a build, and then had the website automatically deployed out to Windows Azure websites, where we have the changes reflected immediately. And then we realized we needed to make a small change to the site, made that change, checked in the one file, and the deployment took place again automatically for us. So this is kind of how you would get started using Team Foundation services in conjunction with your very own Windows Azure website to create a continuous deployment model for yourself. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope it helps you get started with either one of the above. Have a great day, and take care.